Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to People You Need to Know on Spark Plug Radio. I'm your host, Spark Plug, publisher of Metro Atlanta's premier business women's spotlight magazine. At People You Need to Know, we're proud to promote women in business and give them world-class recognition along the way. Listen in every week as we introduce you to some of the most knowledgeable, helpful, and creative business women in America. Our show today is brought to you by our new official corporate sponsor, Staples. That was easy. In this segment, we're going to be talking about the new stage play, 65 and Ain't Got a Dime. My guest today is an Alabama native. She is a writer, author, and playwright. At the early age of 10 months, her family moved to Atlanta, Georgia, where she was raised. Always one to take the initiative, she self-published her first book, Pray for the Rain. This multi-talented playwright does not believe in waiting to be discovered, so she directed, produced, and co-wrote with her son, Danny Clothespin, her new stage play, 65 and Ain't Got a Dime. We are so very fortunate to have on the phone today Atlanta's multi-talented playwright, Miss Gwendolyn Clothespin. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Spark Plug, and thanks to the listeners. And yes, I do have a new stage play out, 65 and Ain't Got a Dime.
How are you today?
I am wonderful, wonderful.
Are you ready to talk about your new stage play?
I am so ready to talk about my new stage play.
Well, let's get right into it, okay?
Yes.
All right. Well, your upcoming stage play, 65 and Ain't Got a Dime, how did you come up with this title?
Well, first of all, I want to thank God for the gift to write, and thank you for the opportunity to be on your show. It's amazing how the title came about, and I do believe that it was the voice of an angel that gave me that title. I had an idea of what I wanted the story to be about, a struggling lady who had worked all her life. While being a receptionist at a law firm, I take calls, and one of the callers called in looking for an attorney. She was an elderly lady, and she said to me she wanted to file bankruptcy. She said that she was 65 and ain't got a dime. Being a writer, I immediately took down my pen, and I had to write those words. I knew that that would be the title of my play. And that is why I say it was the voice of an angel that gave me the title 65 and Ain't Got a Dime.
Beautiful. Is your stage play about more than your title suggests? And what is the overriding message you hope your audience members will learn from seeing it?
Yes, my stage play is more than about what the title suggests. It's also about the 65-year-old lady's, her son, who's grown, and he lives with her. As upsetting and as true as it is, he probably will be 65 as well and broke. The message is you still have time to get your life together, whether it's going to school or changing jobs or career, so that you will not look in the mirror when you're 65 and be this lady who's 65 and ain't got a dime.
Beautiful. Well, let me commend you,
thank you
once again for just, you know, writing such a thought-provoking stage play.
Thank you so much, Spark Plug.
And what inspired you to write this play? Well, you told us a little bit about it, but what really made you pick up that pen and say, hey, I got to write this down? Because that was a profound statement she made to you. What really inspired you to know that, hey, I need to be looking for opportunities? Because once again, in your introduction, I talked about the fact that you're the type of lady who takes the initiative. What inspired you to take that initiative in the first place?
Right. Well, as you know, I am a writer. And to be honest with you, what inspired me to write about this particular subject is the fact that I was able to look at my own life, and I saw that I was becoming a certain age, and I wouldn't have any type of nest egg being on a job where there was no retirement benefits or anything. And I didn't want to be the type of person that have to work all my life, and then at the end I have nothing. I mean, if you don't really prepare for your life, you can find yourself being 100 years old still having to go to work and clock in and out of a time clock. So that's what inspired me. My own personal life inspired me.
Well, Gwendolyn, tell us about some of the characters in this production.
Sure. I'll be more than happy to spark plug. The main character is a 65-year-old widow. Her name is Hattie Thomas. She's played by Rhonda Glaze. And then there's Hattie Thomas's son, Frank Rufus Jr. And that character is played by comedian Derek Thomas. Then there's the nosy neighbor. We all have one of those. The nosy neighbor is Ludie Brown, who is also a good friend to Hattie. She's played by Krista Baldwin. And then there's Ludie's brother, whose name is Jukebox. He's played by Zeke Mays. And Frank Rufus's girlfriend, her name is Patricia. She's played by character Chastity Griffin. These are all local actors and actresses in the Atlanta area, and they are very good at what they do.
Well, where will this play be held, and when is it?
Well, everyone's invited, and actually the play will be in 8 days from today. It'll be on next Saturday, April the 24th, and we were blessed to be able to have it over at the Victory Outreach Center, which is located at 2175 Metropolitan Parkway. And the show will start at 7 p.m., and the tickets are only $12, $6 for kids under the age of 12. It's a great show. It's going to be one show only. It's a good family show. And, again, that's Saturday, 8 days from today, April the 24th, 7 p.m. You can purchase your ticket the day of the show from 6 p.m. to 6:45 p.m.
Gwendolyn, will this be the first time that 65 and Ain't Got a Dime has been performed?
No, this is not the first time that 65 and Ain't Got a Dime was performed. The first time we did perform it, it was done over at the Seven Stages Theater, which is in Midtown Atlanta, and this was as far back as December 2007. And it was recently done June 2009 at the Macon City Auditorium. That's a very nice auditorium. It's like historical. But no, this is not the first time. This will actually be the third time putting the show on.
Well, what do you see in the upcoming future for 65 and Ain't Got a Dime?
The future for 65 and Ain't Got a Dime is limitless. That show is really, really, it's a really, really funny show. And actually, I'm hoping that it will one day become a sitcom. And it will become a legacy.
Well, let me ask you this question.
Mm-hmm.
When did you know that writing was a gift for you?
For me, writing started at a very, very young age. I can actually remember sitting by the window pretending that I was getting interviewed about writing. Lots of my friends, even as far back as high school, they say, "You remember when you wrote this and you wrote that?" I'm like, no, because I've been writing for so long. I can remember writing just as far back as I could hold a pencil in my hand. I've always wrote.
Wow.
I've always had an imagination and always wanted to put it on paper.
Well, getting back to your play, how long did it take you to write it?
65 and Ain't Got a Dime, it probably took me about maybe a few months. Well, I had the thought in my head, but when you write, you have a collective of thoughts, and then you just kind of have to put the story together. So I think once I gathered all my thoughts together, you have like drafts, and I think it took probably about 3 months period. So overall, it may have taken maybe a year.
Well, let's talk a little bit about your son. He co-wrote it.
Yeah.
And when did he begin writing?
Oh, Danny has been writing. Danny has been writing maybe a few years. Just Danny watching me write, and he would put stories together, and then I realized that he had something, maybe some of my genes that he was able to get from me, but I noticed that he too had a wild imagination. So we just started putting stuff together. Sometimes we stay up for hours at night when everybody's sleeping, putting together stories, because that's what I love to do, that's what I want to do. So Danny's been writing for a while as well.
Well, do you have any advice for aspiring writers?
For aspiring writers, yes. I would say if you're a writer or if you're any type of arts or anything that you really want to do, you have to just keep doing it and you have to perfect it. And once you do put something out, I think you have to critique it until you feel like it's ready to go out. Like when you asked me how long did it take me to do 65 and Ain't Got a Dime. It only took about 3 months once I had the story in my mind, but I did other writings such as my book, which took me about 12 years. Because anything that that have your name on it, you want to make sure that it's something that people are going to say, well, I know this person is a great writer. And they know if it's something from you, they know it's something that's even worth looking into. So anything for aspiring writers, I would say take your time and give it your best shot. Don't try and rush it. Just make sure that when you do go to show it, rather it be to a publishing house or agent, or if you want to try and do your own thing, just make sure it's the best that you can do.
All right, and before we wrap up this interview, make sure you let our let our listeners know when and where this play is going to be held, and let them know how you can be reached if anyone is interested in coming to see this play or find out about any of your upcoming plays.
Sure. Again, this play will be in 8 days. It'll be Saturday, April the 24th, 7 p.m., at 2175 Metropolitan Parkway in Atlanta. It's going to be over at the Outreach, the Victory Outreach Center. You can purchase your tickets. They're only $12 the day of the show, which is April 24th from 6 p.m. to 6:45 p.m. at the door. And if you would like to reach me, you can simply just send me an email. My email address is clothespin, which is my last name, which is C-L-O-T-H-E-S, like the clothes that you wear. Pen, which is P as in Paul, I as in ice cream, N as in Nancy, T as in theater, P as in production, so it's clothespintp@yahoo.com. And you can just send any type of request, whether it be if you want information on upcoming events, or if you just have a question, or even if you want to make a donation. And I do want to thank you, Sparkplug, and people you need to know, for being a sponsor this year. I do appreciate it.
Hey, our pleasure. All right. Well, Ms. Gwendolyn Clothespin, writer, author, and playwright, thanks for being with us today.
Thank you so much.
You've been listening to People You Need to Know on Sparkplug Radio. The radio station is bringing you some of the top stage play people in Metro Atlanta, like Ms. Gwendolyn Clothespin. To listen to even more People You Need to Know, just Google Sparkplug Radio or visit our website at sparkplugpeople.com. And be sure to follow us on Twitter at PYNTK. I want to take a moment to thank my executive producer, Ms. Jacqueline Benjamin Thomas, for doing another first-rate job. This is Sparkplug encouraging you to keep supporting women in business. So until next time, always remember that you can add a spark to whatever you do, and thanks for tuning in.